1002 inbound, so I just passed a stop on 79th and Harold, and there's a man, he's on the ground with his feet on the thing, and I was just wasn't comfortable the way he looked. You know what I'm saying? We might need to do a wellness check.
Okay. Did we ask him any questions or anything like that?
No, he was not. He was just laying there like almost like he was dead. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little concerned.
Right. I mean, that's why I asked. I mean, we'd like you guys to stop us, open the door, and, you know, and find out if they're dead. That would be something that we would want to know. So, in the future, if you get a situation like that, let's, you know, just yell out the door or something, try to get their attention, let's find out what's going on, you know, ask some questions so that way.
It absolutely does. I mean, all of this went through my head after I went by, and I thought, I hope that man is okay. I mean, you know, because when you see him, he just looks drunk and, you know. But as I passed by and turned around, it was just something that didn't feel good.
Right. So basically we're at a situation now to where we have to send a road supervisor first, make sure the guy is still there, and then we send 911. So we basically need to keep eyes on. If we don't have eyes on, then I don't want to send 911 to something that might not even exist anymore. So that's the biggest reason why we want you guys to stay on scene.
I understand completely. Maybe if the next person coming, if he's still there, I don't know. I should have I understand everything you're saying, and I probably should have hollered at him, but that didn't cross my mind until I was gone.
No problem. Learning experience. You have a good day out there, and we'll be clear. 16, 17.
10-4.